So it may not be as quick as descending the Alps on a bike, but there is a high-speed version of golf that you may not know about. And today is the final round of the inaugural World Speed Golf Championship. It's being held on the southern Oregon coast. Speed golf is the antidote to the plodding five-hour round. 18 holes in less than an hour. And exciting news for amateurs, it may be the key to lower scores. NPR's Tom Goldman has more.
Speed golf. I figured cut down your practice swings from 3 to 2, maybe pick up the pace as you walk the course. My first clue that it was something much more was when I showed up to watch Christopher Smith play a few holes and scanned his outfit. Golf shirt? Check. Golf shorts? Check. Running shoes? Uh-oh.
All right, off we go. Pull that a little bit. Left side should be all right.
Even before his tee shot lands, Smith grabs his lightweight golf bag with 6 clubs instead of the normal 14 and takes off, running at what he calls a leisurely pace, about an 8-minute mile. Smith is a teaching pro at Pumpkin Ridge Golf Course outside of Portland, Oregon. It's a rainy late afternoon, and the course is empty, perfect for speed golf because at this pace, you can't have anyone in front of you. Smith discovered speed golf. Oh, hold on, we're already at his ball.
And I'm going to switch clubs here, go to my fairway wood. Sorry, no practice swings. And off we go.
Okay, so Smith discovered speed golf about 15 years ago. He was a golf pro and a recreational runner, and speed golf was a way to play, get a workout, and have most of your day left when you finished. When he found he played better, faster, it led to conversations with human performance experts and writing a book. In 2005, Smith set the world record by shooting a 5-under par 65 in 44 minutes. Golfers might want me to repeat that. 65 in 44 minutes. How is it possible to shoot a score so low when you're running up to the ball and hitting it? Flashing a Buddha-like smile, Smith says, that's the whole point.
We tend to get in our own way when we play golf, overanalyzing. And really what playing speed golf does is it forces you to play in more of a reactive, reactionary sort of way. You simply see the shot and create it. That's what we're all trying to move towards, is being more present.
As I'm coming up to the green here, already kind of reading the putt. I, like many people, actually read my putt best from over the ball. So this one to me looks like it's going to go just a shade to the right.
No walking around the green reading every undulation, just a quick read, step up, putt, and miss. No one's perfect, even in speed golf. He makes the second.
Okay, easy par. Bad first putt, off to the next hole.
Smith realizes speed golf may not appeal to all those who love walking 18 holes, but Smith promises playing speedier regular golf,
not taking practice swings, walking a little bit faster, not spending quite so much time reading putts, ballparking your yardage.
All that can pay off if golfers are willing to buck the traditional ways most play the game. 60 non-traditionalists, including Smith, are playing in this weekend's World Speed Golf Championships in Southern Oregon. A televised special of the event will air next April during a golf tournament steeped in tradition, unlike any other, the Masters. Tom Goldman, NPR News.